Martinez says her administration has been tough on corporations that have broken environmental laws.
When they tried to sidestep our safeguards, we went after them, collecting over $3.3 million in fines from utility, energy, and oil and gas companies.
A closer look at the numbers reveals that at least a third of that total came from cases initiated under the previous administration. In reality, says Sandy Buffett with Conservation Voters of New Mexico, Martinez has put the environmental community on the defensive.
Unfortunately, it does seem that the environment is something this administration has decided to attack just incessantly and vociferously. And so our priority at this legislature this year is to protect the common sense safeguards that we already have in place.
For example, says Buffett, one goal is to uphold rules that call for New Mexico to get 20% of its energy from renewables by 2020. On the Conservation Beat, I'm Sissel Overgaard, KUNM.